KJAN Sports.
It's time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks reporting for KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Goodyear!
It takes assurance to drive in the rain. It takes assurance to drive on ice and snow. It takes assurance to drive in dry weather. And to drive in any weather with complete peace of mind, you need the revolutionary new Goodyear Assurance featuring triple tread technology passenger tire. Now available at McAtee Tire. Hi, this is Greg. The Goodyear Assurance featuring triple tread technology incorporates three unique tread zones into one tire to tame Mother Nature. It's like having three tires in one to handle any weather condition. A water zone puts to work deeply carved aqua chutes to propel the water off the tread and away from the tire. An ice zone counters with an interlocking tread pattern for gripping power on icy or slick roads. And an outer dry zone boasts reinforced tire shoulders to give you the confident maneuvering on dry pavement. And every Assurance tire comes with Goodyear Driver Assurance Package that includes an 80,000-mile tread life limited warranty, a 30-day no-obligation trial period, and much more. So visit McAtee Tire, located at 100 West 2nd Street in Atlanta. Serious freedom.
Well, starting off with a tech look at high school basketball from last night as girls class 1A and 2A regional quarterfinals took place last night here around the state of Iowa. And we had one for you here on KJN in class 1A. It was a game that came down to the wire last night in Elkhorn as Exira EHK played host to Coon Rapids Baird. And it came down to just a one-point difference. A late free throw by Marissa Spoo ended up being the difference in the ball game as Coon Rapids Baird pulls off a 36-35 win over the Spartans, and that ends Exira EHK's season. They end the season at 19-4 overall, and Coon Rapids Baird improves to 18-5 with a win, and they'll move on to the regional semifinals. Maddie Peppers had 17 points in the contest for the Spartans before fouling out late in the game. 19 points also for Katie Dentlinger, who fouled out towards the end of the ball game for the Crusaders as well and leading the way. Other scores there in Class 1A Region 7, it was Bedford 57-37 over East Union. Also, Martinsdale-St. Mary's topped Earlham 50-42, and Murray beat Mount Air 56-47. So in that region, it now sets up matchups of Martinsdale-St. Mary's against Coon Rapids Baird on Friday night at 7 o'clock. That game set to be played in Atlantic. And then also on Friday at 7 o'clock, it'll be a game played at Bedford between Murray and Bedford in that regional semifinals there in region number 7. Other scores there in Class 1A in Region 2, it was River Valley 53-36 over Charter Oak Ute. West Sioux topped St. Mary's, Remsen St. Mary's 52-41. Newell Fonda 88-24 over Glidden Ralston, and it was Southeast Webster Grand 51 or a winner there over Blairsburg and Northeast Hamilton. Don't have the proper score there for you. But in the Class 1A Region 8, it was Corning topping Villisca 42-40. Riverside also topped AHST by a score of 46-43. It was Fremont Mills topping Stanton 59-56. And Arweva defeated Booyer Valley by a score of 67-30. And that's in Class 1A. In region number 8. And the winners there in region 8 now will be Fremont Mills and Corning playing on Friday night at 7 o'clock in Red Oak. And Riverside will play Arweva Friday night at 7 o'clock in Harlan. Also, take a look at other scores from Class 2A action last night. In region 1, it was moving on to take a look here. Yeah, in region 1, it was just one local score there to note. That's Kemper Catholic 73-45 over East Sac County. Also in Class 2A Region 7, it was Des Moines Christian topping North Polk 59-48. IKM Manning beat Audubon 41-16. Central Decatur tops Nottoway Valley 56-42. Panorama 56-34 over Clark of Osceola. In Class 2A Region 8, it was Lawton Bronson 73-54 over Hinton. Missouri Valley beat St. Albert by a score of 43-35. And Old Port Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove was a 65-49 winner over Woodbury Central. And Shenandoah topped Tri-Center by a score of 31-29. So those are scores there for you in 2A. Once again, all those winners will move to play on Friday night with 7 o'clock contest in Regional semifinals. Also, a few boys' scores from last night. It was Atlantic wrapping up their regular season and senior night as well, as they pull off a 63-45 victory over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. A slow start for the Trojans, but rallied with a big second quarter to get the lead and never looked back from there. Council Bluffs Lewis Central was a 67-51 winner over Glenwood. Harlan topped Creston last night 51-34. Sioux City Heland 76-46 over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. And it was Carroll 49-46 over Denison Schleswig last night in boys basketball. Well, today in girls basketball, there will be some 3A action taking place with the regional regional quarterfinal round matchups, and that will be played here this evening. And one of those games will feature the Atlantic Trojans as they move down to Glenwood tonight to take on the Rams. The Rams, a fifth-ranked team in Class 3A in the state, so a tough task here tonight for the Trojans. 7 o'clock is the scheduled start time for that ball game, and depending on our state dual team wrestling coverage, we may have coverage of that game for you tonight here on KJAN. Also, other games being played in Class 3A in that same region, in region number 8. It's ADM taking on Winterset tonight in Winterset. Norwalk will face Dallas Center Grimes in Grimes. And it will be Red Oak facing Creston in Creston here this evening as well. And I mentioned those state dual team wrestling championships get underway today at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. The dual team championships are being held as the opening segment of the state wrestling tournament this year, with the state meet beginning on Thursday and continuing through Saturday. The schedule for today's dual championships are as follows. At 9 o'clock this morning, the 1A and 2A quarterfinals will take place. At 11 a.m., it's the 3A quarterfinals and the 1A and 2A consolation matches. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, it's 1A, 2A, and 3A semifinals and then 3A consolations. 5 o'clock this evening, the 7th and 5th place dual matches will take place, and then at 7 o'clock it'll be the championships and the consolation finals taking place there to wrap up the day. Locally, Atlantic will start off the day in Class 2A at 9 o'clock. They'll wrestle against Denver Chipola to open up the day. Also, Creston Orient Maxburg will be wrestling at 9 o'clock in 2A as well. They'll face off against Charles City. Underwood will be wrestling in Class 1A at 9 o'clock this morning as they'll be taking on Al Burnett in their opening round duel. And we'll have full play-by-play coverage of those at Atlantic Trojan dual matches here today, as Jim Field and Justin Williams will be bringing you coverage, and we'll get underway at about 8:45 this morning with that first duel for the Trojans against Denver Chipola. In the NBA last night, it was Miami over Indiana 105-90. New York topped Toronto 90-87. San Antonio 99-95 winner over Detroit. Memphis 93-83 over Houston. It was Chicago 121-115 over Sacramento. Oklahoma City topped Utah 111-85. Denver 109-92 over Phoenix. Washington topped the Portland Trailblazers 124-109. And the Lakers beat the Atlanta Hawks by a score of 86-78. In the NHL, on the ice, it was New Jersey 4-1 over Buffalo. The Rangers topped Boston 3-0. It was Ottawa over Tampa Bay 4-0. Columbus beat St. Louis 2-1. It was Anaheim 2-1 over Minnesota. Detroit 3-1 over Dallas. Nashville beat Chicago 3-2. It was the Islanders 3-1 over Winnipeg. And Calgary topped Toronto 5-1. Top 25 college basketball last night. It was number 6-ranked Ohio State beating up on Minnesota 78-68. It was a final in overtime, an upset, as TCU beat UNLV in the Mountain West showdown. 102-97 was the final score, as the Horned Frogs win that one in OT. And number 14, Florida, was a winner 61-52 over Alabama. And another upset last night, as Clemson topped number 22nd-ranked Virginia by a score of 60-48. In top 25 women's hoops, it was Notre Dame, the fourth-ranked team in the country, 66-47 over Providence. Number 14, Texas A&M, beat Missouri 56-52. Also, another sporting notes here for you from the area. West Virginia University has settled the separation lawsuit with the Big East for an unspecified amount, and it clears a way for the Mountaineers to join the Big 12 in July. A person familiar with the agreement tells the Associated Press that the settlement cost a total of $20 million, but doesn't know how much money will come from the university and how much the Big 12 may contribute. The Big 12's football schedule has been in limbo while the legal fight played out. Now that WVU's membership for 2012 is secured, the schedule is out, and the Mountaineers will play their first Big 12 game on September 29th against visiting Baylor. Also, Big East Commissioner John Marinato says his league might be open to a discussion about allowing Syracuse and Pittsburgh to join the ACC for the 2013 football season. Marinato had previously said the Big East intends to hold all those three schools in conference until 2014. And in relation to that story, Iowa State has released its 2012 football schedule, which has been held up in the Big 12 ranks due to those finalization details with West Virginia's move to the league. The Cyclones will host the Mountaineers, who won the Orange Bowl last month, in their regular season finale on November 24th. Iowa State will open up Big 12 play at home against Texas Tech on September 29th. The Cyclones also host Kansas State, Baylor, and Oklahoma in Big 12 games. Iowa State's league road games will be at TCU, Oklahoma State, Texas, and Kansas. And they'll also have non-conference games against Tulsa, Iowa, and Western Illinois. In other college football news, North Texas football coach Dan McCarney says he expects to recover from a stroke in time to lead the team through spring drills. McCarney said Tuesday in a statement provided by the school that he felt his left side go numb on Sunday and was taken to a hospital. Doctors later confirmed he had a stroke. The 58-year-old McCarney has been moved out of intensive care but does remain hospitalized. And the Iowa State women's basketball team placed five members in the 2012 academic All-Big 12 teams. The Cyclones had three first-team honorees, while two student-athletes were named to the second team. First-team honorees include sophomores Hallie Christofferson, a former Xyra native, and Kelsey Harris, and junior Anna Prinz. Senior Lauren Mansfield and junior Chelsea Poppins earned spots on the second team. And the University of Iowa will host first and second round NCAA tournament games in women's basketball in 2013. The NCAA announced Monday that Iowa City will serve as one of those 16 sites for early round games next spring. That's a look at the latest sports here this hour on KJN Sports, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.